You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, hoops heads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. I'm grateful for all my new listeners. You can check out my work on Forbes.com, and I've been featured on BleacherReport.com as well. You can get in touch with me via Twitter at Kogitare, K-O-G-I-T-A-R-E, or via email at AlikoCarter11@gmail.com. I'm always down to chop it up about basketball with fans. Also, make sure to follow Locked On Warriors and Locked On NBA on Facebook. Good game last night against the Portland Trail Blazers. The Warriors returned home with a win. We'll get into that in the first segment. In the second segment, I'm going to discuss my Warrior of the Week, David West. We're going to go through his career and we're going to learn some things. And in the third segment, I'll be breaking down the Warriors' partnership with Rakuten, which is a Japanese sort of Amazon. And we'll be learning about what they do and why they're significant here in the Bay Area. So this was an interesting game. The Warriors played well enough to win through three quarters and then kind of coasted to a 111-104 victory by allowing 29 fourth quarter points from the Portland Trail Blazers and scoring only 18 points themselves. The offensive rating was a 118.6, which is very good. The Blazers, a normally very staunch defensive team, were playing without Yusuf Nurkic, and that was definitely felt. Damian Lillard took the game into his own hands, scoring 39 points and doing very little else. Two steals, two assists, four rebounds. He had zero assists throughout the first half of this game, and it's really uncharacteristic for him not to be distributing the ball at a higher level. I'm not sure if it was coming home to Oakland and wanting to put on a show, which he did. 5 of 13 from 3, 12 of 28 overall. Not great shooting numbers, but he did go to the line 11 times, making 10. And he put the team, I don't want to say he put the team on his back, because it didn't seem like it was necessary for him to be taking as many shots as he took. He doubled up CJ McCollum, who should be taking, he only had 14 shots to Lillard's 28. McCollum was a non-factor. He had 21 big points, but was a minus 21 on the night, didn't play super well, wasn't really aggressive. So I think maybe it was a part of the defensive game plan of the Warriors to take McCollum out of the game, make Lillard beat you by himself, and close off these passing lanes so that Lillard would have to take, 28 shots. And, he scored 39 points, but the Trailblazers were never truly in this game after the second quarter. So, it doesn't seem like it's a recipe for them to have success against the Warriors on a regular basis. On the Warriors' side, we're undermanned once again. Sean Livingston, Omri Caspi, and Jordan Bell got the starts in place of Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Zaza Pachulia, respectively. Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were in the starting lineup. Thompson had 24 points on 21 shots, and Durant had 28 points on 21 shots. That's what I want to see. That's the shot distribution I want to see. Klay Thompson should be taking 18 to 21 shots a night with Stephen Curry out, and he made it worth his while. 4 of 10 from 3, only 9 of 21 from the field. He can do better than that, but the volume is fine. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers, which is, not great. 4 turnovers for Durant as well. But Jordan Bell had a great game in 25 minutes. He was a plus 14. He was 5 of 6 from the field, with grabbing 6 rebounds with 2 assists, a steal, a block, and 11 points. I think this is Jordan's new high watermark for minutes, 25-44. And he did everything he could possibly in those minutes. to get the Warriors the win. It was a bit of another block party. Kevin Durant with 3 blocks. Jordan Bell had that block. David West, big, 4 blocks. And Andre had a block as well to get that number above our average, 9 blocks total. No JaVale tonight. We might have seen him with Nurkic was healthy, but I think it was a matchup thing. No JaVale, and hopefully we see him get some PT pretty soon. The assists came from everywhere. Kevin Durant with 5, tying Andre Iguodala for the lead. 3 assists from Klay, 3 from Caspi, 3 from Livingston, 3 from Pat McCaw, and a few more sprinkled in there. It was exactly the kind of game you want to see with Curry and Draymond's 14 total assists out of the lineup. And the defense was there too. They held the Trailblazers to a 42% clip while shooting 55% themselves. This should have been more than a 7-point victory. The fourth quarter, the team kind of fell apart. It was an interesting game for Patrick McCaw coming off of concussion protocol. 0 for 0. He did not take a shot in 17 minutes. Maybe the offense didn't, you know, find him in space, but usually he gets a few shots up, and I'm sure he had the opportunity to, but 3 assists and a steal, and that's pretty much it. He didn't have a very impactful game, and we want to see him be a little bit more aggressive with his playing time in the future. A few notes from this game. If you saw Kevin Durant take out CJ McCollum's push shot at the end of the shot clock in the second quarter, I think that was a block on a jump shot, and I hope y'all took a shot. Also, Jordan Bell had an incredible chase down block in this one, and Andre is still skying at age nearly 34, so that is very fun to watch for us and for Andre the second. Before I move on to David West, our Warrior of the Week, I want to talk to you about sponsoring the Locked On Warriors podcast. If your company is interested in men between 18 and 44, you should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Warriors is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if that's your target demographic, get at me. You can email me at alicocarter11@gmail.com. Our rates are reasonable. All right, let's talk about David West, the 2-time All-Star with the New Orleans Hornets. Dare I say, he's been playing some of the best basketball of his career. He's played in 26 games so far, averaging only 12 and a half minutes, but his shooting is absolutely incredible. He's shooting 67% from the floor, and his defense has been staunch as hell. So, he doesn't get a lot of accolades on this Warriors team full of stars, but he was a star. He was a 2-time All-Star. He played with Chris Paul and had some really, really good years in New Orleans and in Indiana. Now, I want to take a look at his numbers as though he was a starter. We're going to look at the per 36 numbers. In his 15th season at age 37, per 36 minutes, he's averaging 13.2 field goal attempts on 66% shooting. He would be averaging nearly 20 points a game to go along with 10 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 1.8 steals, and 3.5 blocks. In 36 minutes. Obviously, the volume is not there, but if you extend his play out to that 36-minute mark, he is absolutely a monster still at age 37. He had a great game last night. He was very active. He had 3 blocks. He was everywhere defensively and was rewarded on the offensive end with an array of dunks and open shots. So these per 36 numbers are actually right in line with his All-Star numbers from New Orleans. He made the All-Star team in 2008 and in 2009. Both seasons he played 76 games, averaging nearly 20 points a game both seasons to go along with around 8 rebounds. But the reason I say he's really playing the best basketball of his career is because his defense has gotten better. His blocks per minute are way, way up. And he's averaging the highest player efficiency rating by far of his very long career. He's averaging a 25.2 per, which is elite And, you know, obviously he's only playing 12 minutes a game, sometimes more, sometimes not at all. But that number really says something about how he's improved across the board and how seamlessly he's fit in to the Warriors scheme. Now, if you're unfamiliar with player efficiency rating, it's John Hollinger's all-in-one basketball rating, which attempts to boil down all of a player's contributions into one number. It's notoriously bad at calculating defensive contributions, but in David West's case, it seems to be right. Using a detailed formula, Hollinger developed a system that rates every player's statistical performance while adjusting for pace. A league average player efficiency rating is always 15, so you know that 25 number is absolutely astronomical. A few notes on David West. He was drafted 18th overall out of Xavier in 2003. This is his 15th NBA season. He's played for the New Orleans Hornets, the Indiana Pacers, the San Antonio Spurs for one season, and then has spent the past two seasons in Golden State. He's also an incredible locker room presence. He provides a steadiness and I think really helps the younger bigs on the team to be composed, and his demeanor and mentality really just spreads throughout the locker room. He's not the loudest guy, but he will definitely back you up in a scrum, and he just exudes a maturity that permeates throughout the entire organization. So that's David West, my Warrior of the Week for Tuesday, December 12th. So now I want to get to Rakuten, the Japanese Amazon that agreed to a jersey sponsorship with the Warriors this season. The deal is worth $60 million over 3 years, according to Darren Revelle of ESPN. It's the largest sponsorship deal any team has made since the NBA okayed ads on jerseys. You probably have seen the red Rakuten ad on the Warriors' home jerseys. They also named the training facility after Rakuten. But with revenue sharing, the Warriors can expect to only pocket $7 million of that $20 million a year. But the Warriors don't have any revenue issues. So it's not really the worst thing in the world. Warriors Chief Marketing Officer Chip Bowers told Darren Revelle that Rakuten's offer was not the biggest one the team received, but felt that in order to grow our global vision, we had to be aligned with a global brand. And that is just smart marketing. The Asian market is huge for the NBA. It's huge for Stephen Curry, and it's growing in Japan as well as being huge in China. Rakuten is also the sponsor for FC Barcelona, one of the most popular soccer brands in the world. Rakuten is also the official e-commerce partner, video on demand partner, and affiliate marketing partner of the Warriors. I had the privilege of taking Japanese for 6 years in high school and college, so I can tell you it's pronounced Rakuten, not Rakuten, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to take you into a Wikipedia hole talking about this company. It's a Japanese electronic commerce giant based in Tokyo, founded in 1997 by Hiroshi Mikitani. And it's the largest e-commerce site in Japan and among the world's largest. The company operates Japan's largest internet bank and third largest credit card company by transaction value. It offers e-commerce, fintech, digital content, and communication services to 1 billion members around the world, operating in 29 countries and regions, including the United States. They started expanding outside of Japan in 2005 through acquisitions, joint ventures. They acquired Buy.com, which I recall. I remember Buy.com. It's now Rakuten US. And then a few around the world, Price Minister in France, Ikeda in Brazil, Trattoria in Germany, and Play.com in the UK. So they're making sure that they're present in Western markets and expanding rapidly. In November 2016, Rakuten announced a 220 million euro deal for global sponsorship with FC Barcelona. That blows the NBA deal out of the water. You can expect the Warriors to re-up with Rakuten for a much higher sum after that 3-year deal is over. So all in all, it seems like a great win-win for both Rockton and the Golden State Warriors. And that's my pod for the day. By all means, email me at alikocarter11@gmail.com or send me a tweet at Koji Tare if you have any questions, comments, or just want to chop it up. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for my statistical deep dive around the NBA. And by all means, stay thoughtful, hoops heads.